We've got a big event happening in our community on Friday. It is going to be out on the UNC Findlay golf course. Joined on the phone today by Frank Maynard, who is the head golf professional over there, and he's been here in Chapel Hill for 21 years working with them. This Friday, he is set to be out on the course, which is pretty normal, but he's going to be doing a golf marathon throughout the entire day. He's playing 99 holes as a fundraiser for the organization Folds of Honor, which provides scholarships to family members of fallen or disabled military members. For those who are counting, 99 holes is 5.5 rounds of golf. Should be a really fun event to follow, and Frank is on the phone with me today to tell us a little bit more. Frank, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us at 97.9 The Hill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. And talking about Folds of Honor and the golf marathon I'll be doing Friday. Looks like the weather's going to be great for us. Here at UNC Findlay Golf Course, we've promoted Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Day, which is generally done around Labor Day. This year, 2021, they moved it to Memorial Day weekend. It's a PGA initiative started by PGA professional and fighter pilot Dan Rooney out of Oklahoma. And I've had the chance to listen to Dan at some Carolinas PGA seminars, and really inspiring. He started this back in 2007 to raise scholarship funds for fallen and injured family members. We've promoted the program here at Findlay for 10 plus years, doing something around that special weekend. But I just finished a couple year term on our PGA Reach committee, which part of that is diversity, inclusion, youth golf, which we do a lot here at Findlay, and also military golf. Which myself and the rest of our staff are PGA Hope certified, which PGA Hope is another PGA program, stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. And it does adaptive golf and teaching military golfers around the country. And Folds of Honor is something that we've helped here. And I just thought about doing something different. And so far, I've been really amazed and humbled by how many people that I know from teaching and some of our staff and a lot of our members and just people I've known in the community for over 20 years here at Findlay. They've stepped up to the plate and have raised a fair amount of money so far, and the clock is still going until Friday and then shortly after that. So it's really, I'm looking forward to playing golf and very appreciative of everyone sort of helping out and trying to raise, the original goal was 2 scholarships for $10,000, but just recently with how well things have gone, looking for 3 scholarships of $15,000. So we're really excited about trying to help out these family members.
It sounds like it is an absolutely excellent cause, and it's exciting to hear that the fundraising is going very well so far. For people who might not know you, Frank, it does sound like you've been in the community for quite a while, but how did you get to Carolina? How did you get into becoming a golf professional?
Sure. Yeah, great question. I started working at a golf course when I was 16. I grew up in New England, in New Hampshire, near Dartmouth College, and just was fortunate to play golf a little bit, but then started working at the local golf course, Dartmouth College's Hanover Country Club, which is the oldest collegiate golf course in the country, built in 1899, and worked for PGA member Bill Johnson, who was my mentor, and worked there all through high school, and then went to college down in Florida, played a little golf down there, and then actually a friend of mine who was Coach Inman's assistant golf coach here at Carolina back in the late 90s and early 2000s, Jamie Green, who Jamie's now the head men's golf coach at that other Blue University in Durham. Jamie's a good friend of mine, and he actually called me back in 2000 and just out of the blue, just the golf course here at Findlay was recently renovated in 99, and they were looking for a second assistant position, second assistant golf professional for the position. And Jamie called me and came down here and interviewed for the job and was down here less than a month later. So it just sort of worked out, and I've been here for a long time and been very fortunate. The athletic department and Mike Wilkinson, our director of golf, and everyone's been so kind to me. But Findlay's been a great spot and really neat thing. And this is just another example of that. Everyone in the athletic department and the university, and like I said, our members and staff, everyone's just been so willing to help a little bit and very, very encouraging to me. And so I don't get a chance to play a tremendous amount of golf. I teach a lot of golf and we run golf tournaments, and I do a lot of educating through our junior programs, PGA Junior League, Drive, Chip, and Putt, all those programs, Get Golf Ready, But this will be a neat opportunity to play some golf and, like I said, raise some funds. And I'm just really enthralled with how much people have gotten behind me and the Folds of Honor, and just gonna do a neat thing. So it's really fun.
We're speaking with Frank Maynard, who's the head golf professional at Finley Golf Course here in Chapel Hill. You heard him mention there, we've got a golf marathon that he is going to be playing this Friday as a fundraiser for the organization Folds of Honor. And Frank, you know, you were saying you don't get to play as often. It's mostly teaching. Have you ever played 99 holes of golf in a single day before?
No, I've never played 99 holes. I've played 36 holes, you know, a couple of years ago maybe. But most probably when I was a young junior golfer, I grew up playing a 9-hole, very municipal golf course in New Hampshire. And my mom would drop me off in the morning, go to work, and my dad would pick me up at night, and I'd probably play all day. And I was just a golf rat, and maybe 45 holes at that point, 54 holes, something like that. But never played this many holes. And again, I'll be riding and playing with some of our some members and some veterans, some of our staff members throughout the different rounds. And 5.5 rounds, I think, is a pretty aggressive goal, but I think I'll be able to hopefully do that. The weather again looks great, and we do have a full golf course here on Friday, so there'll be a lot of people out here playing, which is great. And I'll just sort of play in and around them, and we'll see where the number falls at the end of the day. But I'm going to start around 5:30 in the morning and play until I can't see, so hopefully more than 99 holes. A lot of people have pledged $1 a hole or 50 cents a hole or $2, whatever it is. So I'm excited to see if I can get in more than 99 holes. And then some folks have pledged a flat dollar amount, which is great. And we'll sort of see where the chips fall at the end of the day.
Now, as a coach, I'm sure you're well aware of how endurance is a factor in golf. But for people who might play casually just for fun, you know, they're thinking, oh, man, that's a lot of golf. But, you know, I can play a good bit. I mean, how much of a factor do you think endurance is going to end up being in this marathon?
Yeah, that's a good question. It probably will come into the factor a little bit. Again, I'll be riding, and you know, I'm really people that know me, I consider myself a golf geek, so I'm really geeked up about doing this and excited about doing it. And you know, I'm a little bit of a runner, and I've run some half marathons, and I've actually run one full marathon. So I remember what feeling from mile 22 to mile 26. So I'm guessing that the latter third of the day might be like that, and just a little fatigue and a little self-talk. But again, at the end of the day, for a great cause, and I'm looking forward to sort of finishing out the day and seeing if I get 99 plus holes in, and to continue to see that donation list and that number to continue to grow. Trying to get to $15,000 to fund 3 full scholarships for Folds of Honor will be a great feeling and a great way to go into Father's Day weekend.
And you mentioned that you're going to have some company out there. Part of what UNC has said is you are going to be playing some rounds with some folks, people from the university, and as you said, staff join you, as well as some veterans and family members of veterans. Do you know yet if there's going to be anybody playing with you that our audience might know, anybody that you can share so far that you know is going to be joining you on the course Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be playing with some of our, like I said, members and staff here. Our director of golf, Mike Wilkinson, I'm going to play around with him. I'm going to play around to golf with our membership director and associate golf professional, Tyler Curran. I'm going to be playing around with Aaron York, who works in the athletic department and is a friend of mine. And we play some golf together from time to time. And then a 2-time Purple Heart recipient, John Eads, who is a student of mine. I teach him, and he helps us with some programming and stuff like that too. So, and then I've got a couple TBDs, but, it really just depends on the timing, as, you know, the rounds of golf will, most of the time you think of a round of golf is 4 to 4.5 hours, but, I'm thinking and knowing that the rounds are going to be a little quicker than that. So the timing of everything will play out during the 15 hours of daylight, I'll be out there. So I'm really looking forward to seeing sort of how the day progresses. And yeah, but those are the folks that I've got with me as of now, and we'll sort of see how it plays out.
We're speaking with Frank Maynard, who once again is the head golf professional at the UNC Findlay Golf Course, set to play a golf marathon, 99 holes on Friday at the golf course as part of a fundraiser he is doing with Folds of Honor. And Frank, you mentioned earlier that you guys have worked with Folds of Honor before. What was the inspiration to do a kind of marathon like this and to fundraise scholarships in this way?
Yeah, I just... people that know me probably know that I continue to try and better myself, and here I try and better the facility and see how I can do things better for the greater good of the golfer and so forth. So like I said, we started this program about 10 plus years ago and would do some things, which we still do. We did this past Memorial Day weekend, which is great. And I just, my brain keeps thinking and working about how we can do better. And through listening to some seminars with PGA member Dan Rooney, who started Folds of Honor, and talking about golf marathons, I know some guys in the mountains of North Carolina down the coast have done it. They've really been inspiring to me to play some golf and raise some funds. So I thought, again, I've never done that, but I thought, you know, I could do that with the help of our staff and some things like that. It would be a win-win, and it turns out to be a win-win times about six, because we've just, again, the funds that we're raising are just beyond my wildest dreams. So Sarah Bush with the Folds of Honor Foundation out of Wilmington that I've been working with directly, she's been working with her team, and it's just been amazing.
Well, Frank, we've got to begin to wrap up the conversation, but how can folks give to Folds of Honor and help fundraise as part of this marathon? And then any suggestions for how folks can follow your progress on Friday?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. I've got a donation page. It's on our Go Heels website, or as of yesterday, it was on the unc.edu website. And got some QR codes out here at the golf course. If you're playing around the golf, you can scan it from the card or in the golf shop here on the range. And any donation per hole or a flat donation, some of the juniors I teach that their parents are saying they're going to raid their piggy banks and their allowances to try and help out. So any dollar amount's great. And again, goes towards scholarship funds. And then Steve Kirshner said he's going to continue to update Go Heels on Friday with my progress, sort of during and then after. And again, we're trying to get to that $15,000 mark, and with everyone's help, we'll see if we can get there and pass that. So yeah, really excited about the day upcoming.
Well, once again, GoHeels.com, one of the many sites you can go to in order to donate to Folds of Honor and this golf marathon that Frank Maynard is about to play on Friday. Frank, thanks so much for taking the time to fill us in on this, and best of luck.
Thank you very much, and Go Heels, and thanks for everyone's support. We're looking forward to a great day Friday and raising some good funds for Folds of Honor. Thank you.